This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back. Man, you cut that thing short there, Brendan.
Yeah, it's complicated. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's complicated. Well, good to be back with you, Brendan. And sometimes things are complicated. He's in here working on the TV also in the studio. We got all kinds of technical errors going on right now, but it's okay. We're going to make it through it for sure. All right, everybody, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio this morning. I appreciate you joining us as always. If you have anything automotive related, give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, like I always say, we're happy to talk to you about. Been a busy automotive week this week. I actually got to meet a lot of clients. Josh, who's our manager for our West Oceanside location, was going to school for a few days, so I spent Tuesday, Thursday and Friday in Oceanside with Dalton, our service writer over there that works in the office, and we were working away and getting people taken care of and meeting clients. And if any of you listen, which some of you said you do, it was a pleasure meeting y'all. I had a great time, good fun. Back to the roots, selling auto repair and talking to customers and doing all that great stuff. And you know what? It's just great to. I really enjoy that job. I really enjoy talking to all the people that come in. And I really enjoy talking to the techs about cars and doing the estimates and putting everything together and going over everything with people with their options and things to do. And it was just a pleasurable week. So I thank all my techs there in Oceanside and all the techs, working on everything over there. It was enjoyable to interact with them and help them with everything and get things squared away. And what a beautiful store, let me tell you. I really love, at the end of the day, the little restaurants are open and there's a little jazz club across the street from there and the music is playing. And I'll tell you what, that's kind of a really cool area over there. If you haven't checked it out lately, the north end there of Oceanside on the Coast Highway is just something else. There's people all over walking around. It's pretty cool. So if you haven't had a chance, go check it out. But thanks to the guys over there. One more welcome back, Matt, who was out on medical leave, that works for us, that does an amazing job running the Escondido location. Matt is back. He's now come back off of medical leave. He's 100% doing well, looks great, man. And so we welcome him back, and so does everybody over there in Escondido, all the techs, everybody working away, doing great stuff. We're super busy. Escondido over there has been the backside of it. We've been moving cars and doing great. I gotta applaud all my employees at that location. Also, they've been working extremely hard to work around. We are actually, for lack of a better term, building a big retaining wall around the back. We had at that property had a slope that was quite a large slope around two sides of the backside of the property. That was just useless property. There was no parking lot on it. Obviously, it was a slope. The property putting in a retaining wall and backfilling that, and we're going to add 20,000 square feet of parking between us and the body shop there, which will clear the congestion of the front parking lot. That location's been tough because it's so busy and so many cars that getting in and out, and we just decided that we wanted to get that cleared up and be able to put everything in the back, keep some open parking spots in the front, make it easy for folks to come in and drop off cars and all that. So that's what we've been working on. And I tell you what, they're about 4 foot to level is where we're at right now. So maybe even 2 foot when I looked last night when I was back there after being at the Oceanside store. Just looks amazing. I mean, these guys are amazing that are doing this. And beautiful retaining wall. I'm not in that business, but there's a company called GeoGrid. They're amazing. I'm going to give a shout out to them. And also Brian Hepko from Hepko Grading and Construction. Those guys are doing an amazing job building this wall, and they have just knocked it out. I mean, they're way ahead of schedule. What are we? We started like December, I think it was December 15th or something, somewhere in that area. And here we are, what, we're sitting at the 25th of January, and they're almost level. So it's amazing. I mean, we still got some to go. We got a fence to put on top of it. They got a few more feet to go. But these guys are on it like crazy every single day. And I really got to give a shout out to Brian, because him and his crew, we had a bunch of rocks. Imagine that. Look around. We were talking about that. He's like, there's a lot of rocks here. I'm like, look at all the hills here. This place is built on rocks. But they did a good job moving rocks and cleaning things up and for this GeoGrid wall to go in, how they anchor it and everything. Yeah, great stuff. So look forward to, I guess the simple thing is looking forward to a great great completion of that, and then clearing of the parking lot there, so to make it easier for our clients and the body shop clients too to get in and out. And that's what it's all about. So because we're here to take care of people, and we just want to make sure that we're making customer service and access as easy as possible. Same thing with the other locations. Brandon at Miramar is doing an amazing job. I love the three techs we got working there. We got Troy, Jose, Ariel. Those guys are killing it. Same thing over in Kearney Mesa, Pedro, Miguel, Rick, and Joe running the store over there, doing great stuff. And then I can't say enough about my guys out in El Cajon, just doing an amazing job. Ken and them out there are just Ken and Chris in the front, and then the guys out in the shop are just killing it. They really are, John and all of them. So, hey, guys, keep up the great work. And if you get a chance, you need some service, you need some advice, you need to get your car looked at, stop into one of our locations that I spoke about. Because I'm telling you what, the team's there, I'm really proud of all of them. Their customer service and the quality of work they're putting out is just amazing. So I guess what I want to say to all my guys is, hey, keep up the great work. You're amazing. Moving on to car things. So some really cool car stuff that I saw while working in Oceanside this week that we've been dealing with. You know, everything from, we actually got a gentleman dropped off an old IROC for some repairs. This car looks like it drove off the showroom floor. It's a convertible. I think it's an 89, if I'm right, if I remember right. Anyway, 89 in there, in that area. You open the hood of this car, looks like it drove off the showroom floor. So he had said his sister bought it. She's kind of keeping it in her garage. She just always wanted one. So, just super clean, super cool. Has a couple minor issues. Was running rich. Had a bad O2 sensor. Common on those, single wire O2 sensor. And then had a idle flutter, having a distributor problem. So, but took me back to the old school days when I had just first graduated high school and that car was after that, but working on cars like that in the 80s, late 80s, a lot of them, why in high school and vocational automotive program. So good stuff. Working on a couple other things over there, differentials on a truck, a lot of transmission stuff going on, taking care of that. Met a lot of cool customers, just really good stuff. So that store's doing great and fun stuff to submerge yourself in when it's automotive related. So all good. What about you, Brendan? Anything happen with your car today, this week?
No, nothing new. This is the same old car.
Dang, it's that electronic remote I put on your car didn't work.
Exactly. No, but everything's running smoothly. Russell is just being really, really cute as usual by kicking the mirror that we have. We have this like little plastic mirror that we can see when we look at the rear view mirror. You can see on the reflection there's another mirror pointing towards him. Uh-huh. And he likes to kick the mirror so it can point downwards so he can look at his feet kicking more.
Want you looking at it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna have to rise that headrest quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got long legs.
He's kicking away. Well, exactly. at least he's kicking. That's good.
That's true.
Better kicking than not.
Kicking chicken, all that. Yeah.
Kicking chicken.
That's what Dave Stahl says. I don't know if that's a saying or not. He says what's kicking chicken and all that stuff. So I don't know.
He's kind of a hillbilly.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah. You do have to produce his show too, huh?
I do.
Yeah. All good. Good stuff, though. Dave's a good guy. Yeah. We love to make fun of him, though. So, and you didn't know this a while ago, but I think I told you this before. You know, years ago he worked for me.
Yes.
He was actually a young guy then. It's hard to believe, isn't
right?
it?
I just thought he was always that age.
Thought he's always old. Dave, don't feel bad.
We literally had a whole show talking about his experience working with you this past Sunday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Yeah, because he wanted to give tips and tricks about buying a brand new car, and he said he learned a lot while working under you still. So. Specifically in independent shops and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, he worked with me for 2 years. It's just me and him running the front back mm-hmm. then. So super cool. Anyway, yeah, Dave's a good guy. He swings by the shop usually on Friday, and we chat here and there. And one thing about Dave is he does a lot of the drive, which if you folks listen to him, he does a lot of the driving of newer cars. He's kind of hooked in with the Dealers Association, so he'll get a brand new car, drive it, and then I'll talk about it on the air and stuff like that. That's one of the big things that Dave does, and he's really good at it. So, but he has some really cool cars as far as that goes. He showed up with an Aston Martin DB11 one time. I was like, ooh, cool car, man. You know, he has all kinds of cool stuff, though. He drives a lot of hybrids. Sometimes, you know, he'll be driving a Prius all the way to a Aston Martin to, you know, he gets everything, and then he talks about it. So kind of like a road and track review, but just normal day-to-day people. All good. He does great stuff. So anyway, today I think we're going to chat a little bit about intervals for changing your fluids and how important it is. And also, at the West Automotive Group, we've got a really cool new system that we're using these days that actually, I was happy to start working with these guys. And we plug in your VIN, and it checks our system as far as that goes for what services, if you've had these services done, the recommended services, and it goes out and it checks, like, if almost every quality place reports to Carfax now for services and that. So it checks for all that, and it tells us just real quickly. It does all the work instead of us searching. So we can say, hey, as far as we can tell, you know, unless you've done it at home, we can't, that you don't report that. But for the most part, it gives us a picture of what services have and haven't been done on your vehicle, so we can keep you advised on basically where you're at. You know, like, hey, you know what? Quickly it figures out, hey, your transmission hasn't been serviced in 36,000 miles. It's time to do it. Stuff like that, you know. Or prime example, you know, cabin filter hasn't been replaced in 3 years. You know, hey, it's a good time. Keeps the pollen down and all that. Let's replace that cabin filter, you know. Once again, the only thing it doesn't pick up is if it's been replaced by somebody that doesn't report to Carfax. So
I was going to ask you, so is that basically an extra cost per month for your business to get reported to Carfax?
Okay. Absolutely. But it's a great customer service tool
to
take care of our clients. So that's why we jumped on board with that.
I can't remember if we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago. The gentleman that moved to Florida, he went to this certain shop and you stayed in contact with them. And one of the questions they had was, how did you get involved with Carfax? Because we want to add that to our services.
Correct.
As well, so.
Which I strongly recommend for, you know, if you're a repair facility. Although I go to organizational things and people are like, some small shops will be like, I'm not sharing my customer information with, dude, they don't want your customers. That's not what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Just calm down. Take a breath. Everybody take a breath for just a moment. It's a great customer service tool to supply that information. And I'll tell you why. When your client wants to sell his car, he can print a Carfax report and it'll show that he's done all the service as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can come to us if he's just come to us and we can print it too for him. But the point to that is the information's there for him to supply to the new buyer, and it makes your car worth more money. So you're just doing a service for your client is what it is.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what fixing and servicing cars is all about, is taking care of your clients. We mm-hmm. take care of the people and the cars come. That's how it works. Right, Brendan?
That's right.
That's what it's all about. So anyway, all right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. Stay tuned and give us a call if you like, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back and thanks for joining us. 1-888-344-1170. Let me hear from you today. I want to talk to you about cars. Not just Brandon. I'm always talking about his two cars. But there's nothing to talk about on them because he brings them to us, and they're in such great shape that they never break.
Yeah. And
I'm going to go out and flatten your tires on the way out.
And please stop. please you know don't. What?
I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Thank you.
You know that.
Yeah.
How long have we been working together? 4 years now, huh?
Yeah.
Working on five, right?
Yeah, we're getting close to five. You started in April, I believe, of 2020. So.
That's right. So, we're getting close. We're clicking them off here quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, man.
Time flies.
You don't look a day older.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. My wife says different. No, I'm just joking.
I'm sure she does. All good stuff, for sure. All right, folks. I lied to you a little earlier. I guess I shouldn't say I lied. I fibbed. I was talking about the show that we're going to do next week. I write these shows in advance, so I always have the papers with me and stuff, just in case somebody asks me a question about, hey, what are we doing next week? We're this week talking about how to help get your vehicle diagnosed properly is actually what we're talking about. So before somebody calls and says, hey, that's not what you were talking about during the week, the show that we're doing, I want to make sure that we're on the right track here. Otherwise, somebody will call me on it, won't they, Brendan?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. That's the way it works when you're in media. So for sure. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there for over 32 years, man. That's a long time. Longer than Brendan's been alive.
That's right.
Yeah, I was working on cars long before. So that actually doesn't make this fun for me because it makes it sound like I'm old. But not as old as Dave.
No.
Okay, so moving on.
All right, great.
And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission right at 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for, going over 7 years now. Yeah, quite a while, man. And then, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks right in the Golden Triangle over here for well over 5 years now. And then, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved up there in North County Coastal, taking care of folks for coming up on 2 years now. So really great stuff. Happy to be there and help folks out. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced to repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. My teams are there to help you for sure, and they are doing an amazing job at it. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. You could also should get your vehicle and take advantage of our diagnosis, whether it be for cooling systems, our CertiCare diagnosis for transmission drivability, engine drivability, whatever it is, get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed by our master certified technicians. Qualified technician at a quality facility diagnosis is the best money you will ever spend. I'm going to tell you right now, get your vehicle diagnosed. We see so many cars that parts have been thrown at and people, you know, and it just... I'm just telling you, spending the little bit of money that it costs to diagnose the car properly will save you thousands of dollars over a lifetime. So if not tens of thousands, I've seen people waste a lot of money in my life on that kind of stuff. So we're here to help you out. It eliminates unwanted parts replacement. We also have free shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles at rental partners that we've made deals with at five locations, and we're always there to help you out. You can also follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. Just click on it and sign up. get the follow lead. You can also click on the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5 News three different times a week, putting out good tips and suggestions and things going on with cars. So great stuff. And you can also click on Auto Talk Radio where we have a page where we put all of our podcasts also. So, but you can also pick up our podcast by Googling AM 1170 and then go to Weekend Shows and click and download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Randio.com, and TuneIn, which Brandon does all the time. You tune in.
No, I actually use the Spotify more often.
Do you?
I will admit. Yep.
Actually, I have Spotify too. That'd probably be the one I'd use too if I was looking for it. So all good.
I find the what's the thing I'm thinking of? Like the searching or finding the specific show I want to find
easier.
Of yours. Yes, and Spotify is much easier than TuneIn. That's just my personal preference. But
Brendan does a lot more of that. So if he says that's easier, it probably is easier, I'll be honest with
you. It's that one and Apple Podcasts. Those two are so easy in terms of organization.
You bring up a good point about some things in life.
I think I bring up a lot of good points, but it's okay.
You do. But today you have one good point. Let's go with that. Just one good point. One good point. And that good point is, and I seriously,
no,
about how many times do you like search for something, you have to go on a website and do something?
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And too. I want to find that specific thing, and it takes even longer than usual.
Well, a lot of what I would say, 50% of websites, you're like, this website flows really well.
Yes.
The other 50%, you're like, who in God's creation wrote this thing, put this thing together? I mean, this is the dumbest thing. Like, you're looking for stuff. You know, there's some very difficult, and a lot of times it's like making payments for stuff, because we go to make payments for things, a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
There's a Yellow Page company that I'll tell you what, whoever wrote their website, man, is just needs to be smacked with a baseball bat.
I would like to say the same thing for the DMV website. That thing has not been updated since 1989.
We'll call it clunky. Yes. It's very clunky, right? Yeah, I think their programmers need to work on that just a little bit. Anybody listening from DMV? Brendan said it, not me. I don't need any extra fines put on my cars or anything like that. I got lots of cars, so yeah. Anyway, all good. Just a side note. Same thing with cars, though. Some of the stuff people that cars are designed with, some cars, you're like, who did this, man? Why? Why would you do this?
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. So anyway, all good. So that's where you can pick up our podcast, though, now that we kind of side noted that. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. You got an idea for a show? You know, shoot it in here. Something you want to talk about. Something I should be talking about. Let me know. I love talking anything car, automotive related, vehicle related, truck related, car related, and the big T word related.
Did you, I don't know if you see our download numbers, but you know your more popular shows happen to focus on like the cars of last year, like specifically like what are the good things and the bad things. And your episode about the safety, like the technologies and the updates in it. That thing just downloaded like crazy. Usually average. I'm not here to brag everybody here, but he averages over 1,000 downloads basically per week all the time.
Very cool.
And that one in particular just.
You know what? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah, absolutely. You get like ton. Like, I think, I can't believe I'm going to say this. You might be more popular than Dave Stahl.
I'm sure I am. Look at me. I'm more photogenic. Don't tell Dave I said that. Poor Dave.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but it's just really interesting. You know, people, this is very important to know specifically for next week, again, the fluid situation. That's going to be a very cool episode to have. But that people are really, really wanting to know what's the latest and what's going on, too, is also very interesting, too.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you know what that tells me, which makes me happy, is it's not my popularity, but that I'm putting out good information
that folks enjoy. That's what I wanted to focus on.
That's the most important thing. So, yes, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. A very good point. But you can call us this morning here at 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. Right now, I'm going to talk to Bodie here real quick, though, and see what he's got going on. What kind of trouble? Oh, man, you're in that coffee shop again. Tell them all I said hi. Ask them if they got any car problems.
Yeah, you look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, that never happens, does it, Bodie?
Not to me.
No, not to me. What you got going on, my friend?
Well, good morning, and thank you for what you do. And one of the things you do is you take technical and metaphorically hard to understand problems and situations and explain them in everyday English.
I try very hard.
Well, you don't try, you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand some technical talk. And what I like about you and your show is that you make it felony simple for people to understand, like, oh, yeah. And, you know, you make metaphors, you make stories, you jokes, and you go from there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So a question on my 2000, I think it's a 2000, or the Nissan you sold me.
Uh-huh.
Is there a factory alarm on there?
A factory alarm? No.
Okay. So I'm going to have a Viper put in. Just call your shop and order it.
Yep. Get it all handled for you. Yep. Where are you closest to? Kearney Mesa?
Kearney Mesa.
Yeah. Call Joe over there. He'll get you all taken care of.
Okay.
Super easy.
Well, the other thing is, how do I get the paperwork on that motor from Penske's? Is that something you do or I do?
No, that's a Jasper motor.
Oh, Jasper.
Yeah, and it's just documented through us and all that, so if you ever need anything with it or there's concern, it's easy to get you. There's really no paperwork on it. Just there's a warranty number that we have documented and all that if there's a concern with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Viper, also that motor is so quiet.
I'm going to tell you what, we use, if we have to replace engines, we either use usually Jasper's factory engines if they're available, you know, those two, if they have availability between one of the two of those, because you get the best quality out of them. Jasper has been building engines for over 100 years, and so they're so big that do you know that they're out of Indiana, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, but the town's named Jasper, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a whole town. I think everybody in the town works for Jasper, but it's humongous manufacturing. They're humongous, and if you go there, they have a beautiful manufacturing facility. I've been there to check it out. And as a matter of fact, the CEO, Zach, I've known him for years before. It's his family, but I knew him back when he was the operations officer for them, and now he's a CEO, I believe. A great company, amazing company, great quality. They put a lot into what they do, so we do use their products for sure.
Good.
Yep.
Next thing is, I find it a little difficult to see the curve in the rear passenger mirror.
Uh huh.
So I want to put a light down by the rear wheel well on the passenger side. You guys can do that?
Yep. Little LED, you mean like comes on when you're backing up or?
No. I want a light so I can see the curb.
Oh, okay. So a light that comes on at nighttime when your lights are on.
Yeah, so when I go into reverse, that light comes on.
There you go. That's a good idea. You could do that, yes.
Wait, can you guys do that?
Oh, sure. Simple. Just hook it to the reverse light circuit. That's it.
Oh, that's pretty simple then.
Yep. Sure.
Where would I go to find that light?
Hey, Bodie, you know what I say? I can do anything you want with a car. It just costs money.
I like that.
It's a true statement. It's a true statement.
I'm trying to think. One of my famous buddies used to say that. If you got the money, I can do it.
That's right. What is it? If you got the money, I got the time?
Exactly.
There you go.
Sounds like my lady friend.
Okie dokie. That's not a car.
That's not a car. And then, would the Carfax have, sometimes I help a friend buy a car, can I put a Carfax and put the data in there and he'll tell me?
Absolutely. You just download a Carfax report. You can buy like a one-time Carfax report. You can buy you can have a contract with them that you can have multiples. You can buy five packs. You know, so like a lot of times when people are buying a car, are looking to buy a car, they'll buy a 5-pack of that because they figure, well, I'll probably, you know, check out 5 cars. It's not that expensive. So then you can run the VIN. It will give you all the history, all that stuff, all the service history of where they've been having it serviced was reported to there. Carfax has a lot. That is a really good website. And I'm going to tell you something. There's two things that I always recommend everybody to do before you buy a used car. That is get a AAA pre-purchase inspection with us, which is very thorough, and run a Carfax on it. Those two things will save you a lot of grief in your life. You don't have. Yeah, and yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring up something. A client that I talked to in Oceanside this week, Chevy, wasn't it? Maybe it was an Impala. Anyway, some Chevy Impala or some car like that. 2004 or 2006 in that area age range. I can't remember exactly. So many cars this week. But transmission went out. So I'm talking to her. She's like, oh, well, the price of transmission on that car is almost as much as, you know, we paid for the car, you know, a half of what we paid for the car. And she's like, we paid $10,000, $12,000 for it, whatever, when they bought it 4 years ago. And I said, okay, I understand. Unfortunately, the cost of repairing a car is not relevant to what you paid for the car. It really isn't, you know. So, and this is a point when you need to make a decision like, hey, is the car worth it or not? Then she went into a story how she bought this 4 years ago from a used car place. She's had nothing but problems with the car and all the stuff. And I said, ma'am, did you Carfax the car? Did you get a pre-purchase inspection on the car before? No. Okay, see, right there. And you got to be very careful. I'd like to say there's no dishonest used car dealers out there, but I'd be lying if I said that, don't we, Bodie?
So,
and I'm not going to tell you who is or who isn't because we got to do our legwork to make sure, you know. And even a dishonest car dealer can have a nice car, right? That if you look at it, is clean and fine. They might. What is that? They say every even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So there you go. I got another one for you.
Put that into your same bucket. Yeah.
You never heard that before?
No, that's my first time.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So anyway, my point to that is due diligence. I always tell folks when we're talking about buying used cars, pre-purchase and AAA pre-purchase inspection, probably the most in-depth pre-purchase inspection you can get done. We do them at all 5 locations. Then go online and Carfax that car with the VIN. Find out what's in there. See if it's been in an accident. See if it's been serviced properly. All those options really help you out in getting a quality car. All right?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to put...
One more question?
Quickly.
A 1997 Acura, past smog, the rack and pinion is shot.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to be dangerous to drive?
Well, when you say shot, what do you mean? It's all loose or it's leaking or...
It's worn out.
Well, worn out how?
That's a good question.
I mean, is the steering got a bunch of play in it, or does it leak?
No, the steering is tight.
Okay.
It's responsive, right? Yeah.
Okay, usually they typically don't shear anything. So if you're asking me, well, you lose all your steering at one time, usually not. That's not that common. The only danger I typically see on power steering racks is if they're leaking a lot, they can cause a fire. That's power steering fluid. It's probably one of the most flammable fluids on a car, besides gasoline, you know, as far as that goes. Engine oil is not near as flammable. Power steering and automatic transmission fluid can start fires if there's a large leak and it gets on a catalytic converter. That's super hot. So just fair warning on that. Otherwise, no, it just, you know, I don't know. But, you know, that's why I asked. So if it's really sloppy, you could have a tie rod in that's stripped or ball that's coming apart. That could be dangerous, yes. It could pop off and then you lose one wheel steering and car's going to come to a stop because it's going to fold up on you.
Okay, I'm going to put it up on a rack and check it today.
Let's get it checked properly, and then you report back next week, all right?
Thank you, as always. Stay well, gentlemen.
You too, my friend. You take care. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Put me on hold. Thank you.
You got it. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We're going to have to take our last break here, but give us a call at 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. I will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio as always. As we're talking cars.
Oh, yes.
Brendan, you looked at me like I was going to stop talking or something.
No. I was like, oh, the dramatic pause. I was waiting for this. I was like, oh.
I was just looking at what we got going on here.
Very quickly, I thought this was quite interesting. Top three most employed jobs in Jasper, Indiana. You ready?
Jasper Engines and Transmissions.
That's number three on the list, really? Surprisingly enough. Number two, Master Brand Cabinets. And number one, Kimball International. I didn't even know
that. Oh, I didn't know Kimball was there. You know what Kimball does, right?
Yes, of course. They
fasteners
do
fasteners and
office furniture and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, no, they do fasteners too, like automotive fasteners.
Oh, really?
Hardware stuff.
See,
like
I
that.
I always just thought of them as the furniture place.
They're humongous. They're a multinational company, I believe.
Yeah.
So is Jasper. The cabinet company I didn't hear of, but yeah. I bet they're humongous.
No, probably. They are. My parents use that cabinet company quite a bit for sure. So
how many cabinets do your parents buy?
We had a remodel 2022, so I'm very familiar with that. And I also
are
do
they
remember
good quality?
Very good quality, yes. Yeah.
So they're higher end.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So everything there in that town's high end.
Exactly. Yeah. So interesting. I don't know if you want to do your quick little ad read, or I can go through very quickly. I have three quick.
Well, what I want to do is I'm going to do this real quick.
Okay.
Just real quick. I want everybody to know that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery. Battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other automotive related battery at the West Automotive Group. And it is the number one technician recommended battery automotive wise worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment. Shoot, if you need any automotive service, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you in and get you taken care of also. But if you need a battery for any other need, you definitely need to check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. All right, Brendan, go.
All right. GM and Kia have both announced that they want to use the Tesla Supercharger network. However, they were supposed to do it on January 15th. It has now been delayed to spring of 2025 due to, quote, technical issues. And that's all they're going to say to it. So I did not know you can even decide to plug into those superchargers. So I thought that was interesting. Lastly, two things. Another company, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Canoe is the name of the company.
Canoe, that's thing up a creek, up in a canoe without a paddle or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Basically, that's where they're at right now. But they're an EV company. They specifically work with USPS, Walmart, and NASA. Unfortunately, they had to file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And they
so they are
operations.
Up a creek in their canoe without
exactly.
a paddle.
They were in the news recently because in December of 2024, they had to move from California into Texas due to tax issues.
That's like everybody.
Having. Yeah, exactly.
We're thinking of all moving there.
Yeah, so they filed for bankruptcy at the bankruptcy court of Delaware, of all places, even though they're headquartered.
Delaware has more corporations than any other state in the U.S. because of their corporate statuses.
Gotcha. Okay,
so there's a lot of companies that incorporate in Delaware. That's not uncommon.
Okay, and they might have filed in there because it might be easier to deal with bankruptcy court in that specific state.
Yeah, and I got to straighten this out. No, I was kidding. We're not thinking of moving to Texas.
No.
I just want to be square up about that because somebody will say, yeah, somebody heard one time they thought that I was going to, I'm not going to say it because it's as soon as I
just
say it.
Just another state in general. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Good.
I'm wholly rooted in San Diego. I love it here. I'm from Ohio originally, and I tell people all the time, they're all, where are you from? I was like, Ohio. How'd you get here? Well, I ended up here in the military. I was very young, and it was the first Christmas, and I was sitting on the porch drinking a Corona, and it was 78 degrees, and I said to myself, Well, Ohio's a great place to be from. So, and yeah. I never moved back there. Yeah. I know my dad's sad. He's listening right now.
But he probably would.
He just called me and told me it's like 12 degrees there.
Yeah.
It's like, holy smokes.
I know. I wake up in the morning and I say, man, 37 degrees is kind of chilly. And then those guys in Ohio are like, you got to be kidding me. You better shut your mouth right now. You know better than to say that 37's cold. I'll show you cold. By the way,
48 is cold.
I know.
I have to go outside. I got to put a beanie on, a sweatshirt, a jacket.
On my way to my car, I saw one of my neighbors walking their dog. He's in a parka like this.
A puffy jacket and
really
a beanie.
Now here I am in my t-shirt and my shorts. I'm like, I don't think
but you're running to your car to start it up and turn the heater on.
Something like that, yeah. By the way, congratulations to Canoo, which is spelled C-A-N-O-O. You have now surpassed as Cybertruck in my least favorite looking cars. They are terrible looking.
Yeah, Google that thing.
I want you to look it up. C-A-N-O-O, Canoo is the name of the company.
Folks, what I don't understand, if you're the clay modeler that make, because they clay model these cars first, right?
Yeah.
How does somebody look at that and go, I think we should make a really ugly car. That's what I'm going to do today. Today at work, I'm going to make a really ugly car. Let's not do that, okay?
It's not. Last news very quickly. Mitsubishi has decided to step out of the Nissan-Honda merger. They say specifically they feel like there will be a third wheel in this whole situation. I think that's a pun because, you know, wheels, cars, but that's just me personally.
I thought it was Honda and Toyota purchasing it.
No, it was Honda and Nissan. Honda was buying Nissan specifically.
But Mitsubishi was going to get into it?
That's correct, yes. And they have decided to step out of that.
Well, the Mitsubishi should just sell to Honda too because that's another line of car that... when you see a Mitsubishi dealer, they got like five cars on the line. They don't sell a lot of cars.
It's true. So it does say here that the international they have an international trade commission. Mm-hmm. They are going to say that they'll have a decision made by June 2025 to August 2026. So they'll have a year period.
So is Honda going to fold Nissan into them and change the name?
That's correct.
Nissan's going to disappear.
The plan is that they are going to combine into two companies. I'm going to assume it's going to be called Honda Nissan or. They're going to have some kind of name like that.
Nissaha.
Something like that. So we'll wait and see. And Mitsubishi does have the opportunity to come back into the play where before June if they do decide. Because there is 5 months in between before they start investigating.
Call the ball.
So we'll see what happens. Yep.
There's your automotive news brought to you by Brendan on the Auto Talk Radio. Saturday mornings, 1170 a.m. and 96.1 FM in North County. Thanks for contributing. All right, let's see what Mark has to say. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thanks for holding, my friend. Sorry, we're getting all crazy over here.
Oh, it's always great to hear you guys talk.
Thank you.
Last weekend you mentioned this. I'm just wondering, how do those overhead cameras work?
As far as...
parking?
Well, they give a 360 view. Have you ever seen one on a car?
I've seen one on the internet.
Okay. You should check one out in a car. So a lot of the big vans now, and what they do, they have multiple cameras that they combine a view with. But it's pretty cool because you pretty much see all the way around the vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. So was that kind of your question? Or
Yeah. How do they get that picture?
Well, there's multiple cameras and they combine. I mean, their technology is pretty good at what they've done. So because obviously there's not a camera that pops up out of the roof and goes up 8 feet and then, you know, goes around. So, yes, it's multiple camera views, which they kind of combine in the screen and creates this 360 view.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, so their technology is pretty cool that they've come up with. Actually, to be honest with you, when I first saw it, I was kind of amazed. I was like, didn't see that one coming. So, but in all honesty, what a great idea, right? Safety wise and for parking and ease and also, for vans, they kind of came up with it that you could see around the vehicle cause you can't see out like of them, you know, like a panel van, and security and safety also, you don't run people over and you could see like somebody standing behind the van, hiding behind the van, you know, but I think it's more for safety, like not running people over mainly.
Right. Well, great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, Mark, thanks for listening. Always a pleasure to speak to you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. So great question, though. Have you he's busy right now answering another phone call, but yeah, super cool we have come up with some really great technology these years. There's no question. When I say we, it's not me. I just like looking at it. But as far as the manufacturers are really putting some cool stuff together as far as that goes. I should do some more research on those cameras too, because they're super cool. You know, I always make lists of things to do. Sometimes you get to them, sometimes you don't. It just depends on how fast and how much time I have to do research on them. Really, when I learn more about them is when we start to working on some of them. You know, we get one in, it's got a problem. My techs are telling me about it. Then I learn more about it usually as far as that goes. But as far as those goes, from what I understand, those 360 degree cameras are working well. Not a lot of problems with them. So good stuff as far as that goes. Anyway, boy, the hour's just flying by, Brendan.
I'm telling you what, we already only got like 4 minutes, so
I know, not long. I'm gonna grab Teresa real quick.
You got it.
And we'll go over here. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great for a morning in January, Saturday morning.
What you seem like it. Anyway, I had a very quick question.
Sure.
On the DMV vehicle registration renewal notice.
Mm-hmm.
And appeared something that says returned by mail about the vehicle safety recall information.
Okay.
It says there's been an important recall on the vehicle.
Yes.
And to visit the national, we don't have a computer or anything. And we're just wondering, what is it, something that you have to have done or repaired, or do you go to a dealership for that?
If it is a recall, it is free of charge to you. And yes, you must take it to the vehicle manager. What type of vehicle do you have, ma'am?
Well, it's a Freestar van.
Okay. Yep. So what you it's a Ford Freestar. So what you do is call Ford, tell them you have the service department, tell them you have this recall. They'll set you up to bring it in and get the recall done. It is no charge to you. So that's what I'd recommend doing, because a recall is usually safety related. So for something, and cars get a lot of them. It's not uncommon. So, but yeah, it is no charge to you. It's covered by the manufacturer, but it must be done at a dealer service department, because that's who the manufacturer pays to handle those.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because we've never seen that before on the form, and it seems like we were just wondering how hard that would be.
Yeah, gotcha. That's what you need to do. And on a cool note to that, you bring up something that I'd love to mention, and that is our software, when we're working on your vehicles, if your vehicle has any active recalls, it's hooked into that also. So we'll often, if you come in for it, after the recall's been made active, it will show up on our system. We print them out, usually give them to clients, say, hey, you need to set up and get this recall done. And sometimes we even do it for clients, so either way. But it is no charge at the dealer, so what I would do is just give them a ring. There's a recall number on there. Tell them what the recall is and set up an appointment. They'll get you in and get you taken care of, okay?
Yeah, and I guess they can do all that, but you do say... You said that sometimes you could do some of the work yourself.
No, we don't do recall work at all, but sometimes for a client, if a car's in and we fix it, it's got a recall and they ask, we'll call and set up the appointment to get the car in for them.
Yeah,
as far as that goes. But the recall stuff has to be done at the manufacturer's dealer, as far as that goes.
Yeah, it doesn't say that you have to, they just put that down there. It doesn't say mandatory or something like that, and that's why I was wondering. Yeah, because you can't really let it slip.
Well, nothing's mandatory, because they can't make you do it, but it is a safety recall. So I strongly recommend that you get the car and get it done, because it's free of charge. So, and it is a problem, because the manufacturer didn't come up with that. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration told them you have to fix these things because it's safety related. So it's in your best interest to get it handled.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering about that. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Thanks for the call and thanks for listening.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks. We're going to wind it down. 2 minutes. 1 minute. Where are we at? You don't know.
Sorry. No. Yeah. We're at 80 seconds, actually. So
80. I'm
gonna
wait this thing count to 80. I'm just going to sit here until it counts all the way out to 80.
69.
I'm just kidding.
68.
No. I'm at 9. I won't do 10. That. No. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right, Brendan, always yelling at me.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed, ladies, guys, hope you enjoyed the show today. I always enjoy bringing it to you, that's for sure. If you have any other automotive questions, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com or jump on westautomotivegroup.com and check out our website. Got a lot of cool things going on there and great stuff. Taking care of folks and keeping your cars on the road. Everybody out there, make sure you keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up for sure. And Brendan, remember, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So we're going to keep that going for sure. Take care.
Questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.